And we're coming out on the Italian tip.
Get ready for the white man.
Underground sound.
Just underground hardcore.
Bullshit.
Al dente sound. To the bite.
We're coming from a direction that has never been covered before. Italian, strictly gangster, hardcore. Step
Italian
to our family.
Mobster.
You're dead. Made a hit. Rub you out.
Sleeping with the fishes.
Well, listen up, psychopath. Put down the Uzi. Stop trying to play Shaft.
And the style we're kicking, we call it al dente style. Al dente means to the bite.
Please, man, don't get with that bullshit.
Because it's just hardcore. Rough, rugged, run you over, put you in your grave.
That ain't shit, y'all.
They just put a strong image behind us, put a strong image behind us that we're already leaning towards. And you'll see us soon coming out.
Bada bing.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Fuck off!
Fuck off!
Fuck off!
New Jack's trying to monopolize, deceiving the public's eyes with lies.
If a beat is not for sale, then yep, we gotta have it.
Can I get a level on Groove Robber number one? Now number two.
Here we go.
All right, we're ready. Alright, now I don't want to hear Ultimate Breaks Volumes 1 through 99. No blue, no breaks, no bulldog breaks. Just pull something up out of the crate, man. Something cool. Yeah, like that. That'll work. That's cool. Yeah, now give me something else. They're starting to get the picture. You're starting to understand, Josh. Yeah. I need one more thing, though, before we cut out. I need bootlegging. I need some stuff after that. And we'll be cool. Yeah.
Stage is set, the cards have been dealt. He is now no more than a puppet in the shadow of his own destiny.
I've introduced myself. Guess I'll be on my way. See, I got 15 house calls. Gotta make the day.
And now I depart.
Welcome back, folks. Hour two of the Night Train right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. 50 more minutes of fun-packed musical adventures.
Dude, this sounds great.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then reality hits.
Yes, and then it's back home for Sunday night. So that was one track, but technically six or seven.
Yeah, so that's technically DJ Shadow and the Groove Robbers, but just DJ Shadow. There's some accompaniment there. What's his name? Gift of Gab features on the third track. So, yeah, it's the total track. It's called Entropy. It starts off with Entropy, then it's Third Decade, Our Move. Count and Estimate, that's the one with Gift of Gab from Blacklicious on vocals. And you've got B-Boy's Revenge, Back-to-Back Breaks, DJ Shadow's Theme, and then Entropy at the end. Clocking in at 17 minutes?
Yes.
Roughly. Maybe a little bit more than that.
It's a real joy to try and fit that into the show. it's really threw me out. It's cursing you.
Yeah, well, look, it's just like a... It's perfect.
It's just like
make a... Make one mix.
Yeah.
All its own. Make your life easy.
Yes.
What was I going to say? Yeah, so you picked me a new copy of that up. I say new. It was secondhand, but it was better than my back copy. I gave you my old copy, but like I say, I gave you the box to keep because I kept my really tatty LP cover because... It's one of the first albums I think I bought on vinyl. I'd bought singles and stuff before.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the first one I put from the record shop in Buxton, TuneIn. Long gone. But every now and again you'd find something cool in there. And that was one that I bought. I remember it being... It was four LPs. Yep. I think it was $12.99.
Wow, that is a steal.
But it was probably quite a lot of money in there.
Yeah.
In 99 or 2000.
I'm surprised it was only 20 quid at the record fair. Because I swear I sent a picture to you last year.
Yeah.
And it was 50 quid. And you were like, that's way too much.
Yeah, 20 was about right, I think.
Yeah. So expect to hear more of those cuts in later shows.
Yeah, now we've both got a copy.
Yeah.
It can be doubled up or we can just strip feed it soon.
So, yeah. What we should say is, yeah, we're sounding a little bit
oh, yes. We promised why.
We did. So yesterday was 25th birthday of Cabal, the sporadic and nomadic party in Sheffield. It's been going, 25 years. So we went, took our good friend Dren to his first one.
Yeah. It was a good one to go to for the first
definitely.
One.
He was cracking me up. He was like, yeah, I've gone to... Goes to his first Cabal, thinks about buying the t-shirt. It's a good t-shirt. So we had lots of fun there. We're supposed to close to finish at 12, but we don't know when it finished. We left at quarter past 20.
Yeah, past, something like that.
And it wasn't winding down, and it was still rammoed.
It was so loud.
Yeah, we could hear it. This is one for the local people. When we're walking past the riverside, we could hear it in Yellow Arch. I checked today, it's a third of a mile away. When we got there, it's obligatory putting our earplugs while also looking for people without earplugs in. There's plenty of those. It's heavyweight based music across different genres is probably the best way to describe that.
Yes.
If you ever get the chance, we thoroughly recommend it. We've been to a few. Always try and hunt them out. There's usually a good one around Christmas time. The one that they did at Christmas last year was in John Lewis. Which we didn't get a ticket for. Right, this instrumental is finished, so the music should start.
Never knew where the silhouettes prance. an avenue.
Where the silhouettes dance.
And the sun there shines out day and night. Nobody looks there. Everybody knows there. Good times grow there. Oh, come on, baby, let's go there. Where? Starts at the gate there, Papa the Swamp. Don't you be late there. Just get there, Papa the Swamp. Papa the Swamp. Thin shadows dance in nostalgic metal. Yeah, dance there. Fun never wastes there. Starts at the gate there. Don't be late there. Yeah, just get there. There's an avenue where the silhouettes dance in the lane there where they dance, and the sun shines day and night there. Oh, all you gotta do is get down there.
Thank you. Thank you.
We are back. It's the Night Train here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Weird scenes happening on the television. It's an OC's video. That explains
there
it.
There we go.
Yeah, that's the studio visuals playlist. I think I linked it in a show notes a while back. I'll put it in this week as well. Get all our old shows at thenighttrain.co.uk. It links through to Mixcloud and where you can get it on most podcast apps. If you want to relive any of this magic... Or listen back to one of our hilarious links, Tales of Misadventures.
It's got it all there, haven't you? Theme shows all sorted into nice, easy to find spots.
Yeah, music for almost any occasion, as we like to say. Right, what did we have in that?
Oh, yeah. So we started out with Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band. That was my favourite name song of the night. Apart from maybe a potato one near the start, that was good. That was Pompadour Swamp, which I'm going to steal as a DJ name eventually. I've got a long list of things to use. That's in there. From his ninth album, from 1974, Blue Jeans and Moonbeams. That one was sort of in the discography or canon, not a popular one for the fans. It's recorded after his whole Magic Band had quit, and he was trying to just get its things back together again, so didn't really know what he was doing. But there is some cool songs on there. I've been subjecting the family to this at tea times last week. For a Beefheart album, it's fairly
accessible.
Yeah, I'd say so. More on the bluesy side than the rambly, shouty, nuts, free jazz noise. So it's okay, but it does have some pretty rough vocal shoutings bits as well. But yeah, it has its fans. Apparently Kate Bush said it's in her top 10 albums of all time, which is pretty surprising.
That is surprising.
And also there's covers of the first song on that album by the White Stripes. That's part of Special Things to Do. You probably know that. It's on an EP, I think, from 2000. And Mercury Rev also covered Observatory Crest, which on, I think, Peel Session maybe. Or it might be a B-side or something, but that was we have played that one before.
I don't know if I've ever listened to a Beefheart album. Thinking about it now, I don't think I have.
Okay,
maybe I should. I think my father-in-law's got a few Beefheart albums in his stash, but as soon as I get them out, it's like hovering. He thinks I'm going to steal them. I mean, he's correct. But he hasn't got a record player, so they're just like in a box.
Let me borrow them.
Yeah, just let me borrow them and get assimilated in. Which is how a lot of my collection has been made. He could do what my friend does when he lends anything to anyone. He takes a picture of them holding it and then puts it in a folder on his phone so he knows where all his stuff is.
Good idea. I've lost so many DVDs and books that way.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you should never lend a book that you don't want to get back. Or is that money? I think there's something about that. Yeah. I think it's never lend money you don't expect to get back. I've learned that a few times as well. Anyway, moving on. So after that, we had the 1962 surf rock classic, Le Chantez with Pipeline. Interestingly, I heard on the Dog Patch podcast, something we talked about before, the latest episode, also the last episode, they said it plays at 33, which I was like, huh. Because obviously, I say obviously, a lot of people know about, people know about, come, what are some of the ones that
Jolene.
Play? Jolene, yes, by Dolly Parton. Shout out to Mr. B. Then also Crazy Horses by the Osmonds.
Yep.
And then also this. So I've got it on 45. So maybe at the next show, we could wheel that out.
Or, you know, as you should, trail it in your link.
Oh, yeah.
Friday night.
Well, it's in the record box. So, yeah, come on down to Heist.
And here, that song played at the wrong speed.
Oh, what a tempting offer. I don't know. I should probably give them a ring and let them, extra bar staff, extra doorman, just to make sure.
Yeah, just take a few tables out as well. Yeah. So be standing room only.
Imagine having that kind of bravado.
After Pipeline, you heard Be Paid Too Small by The Resurrection of St. Vincent. That was a reissue on Common Ground International from 2021, originally some sort of island. It's not from Jamaica, I don't know where it's from. Barbados or something.
It's Barbados. It said right on the file you sent me.
Yeah, and that label actually have just reissued a classic reggae album, The Light of Saba, which I've just seen on Bandcamp. So I'm going to check that out because I've been after that album for a while. And then we finished off with that pretty out there gospel cut. Otis G. Johnson, Get to Heaven on Gold Records from 1971 with John Millage. Now, I can't remember where I heard this. You know, one of those. It's in the playlist. I don't know if it's off a Numero Comp or if I heard it on some obscure radio station.
But it's just been in your to-play pile.
It was there in the list. I'm trying to find out where it's...
I think it was Boomcat was selling MP3s of it, so you might have seen it there.
Someone must have reissued it. Anyway.
We'll have to think about it.
We will. We'll play some songs.
Yes, and think about it.
when I sing about love and war, I don't really know what I'm saying. I've been in love and I've seen a lot of war, seen a lot of people praying. They pray to Allah and they pray to the Lord, and mostly they pray about love and war. Pray about love and war. Pray about love and war. Seen a lot of young men go to war and leave a lot of young brides waiting. I watched them try to explain it to their kids. Seen a lot of them failing. They tried to tell them and they tried to explain why daddy won't ever come home again. Daddy won't ever come home. Daddy won't ever come home. A lot of things that I can't take back, but I don't really know if I want to. In songs about love, I sang songs about war since the back streets of Toronto. I sang for justice and I hit a bad chord, but I still try to sing about love and war. Wide world is to break the heart of your lover. I made a mistake and I did it again. Then we struggled to recover. I sang in anger, hit another bad chord, but I still try to sing about love and war. About love and war, I don't really know what I'm saying. I've been in love and I've seen a lot of war, seen a lot of people praying. They pray to Allah and they pray to the Lord, and mostly they pray about love and war. Pray about love and war.
Thank you.
go, folks. You've almost made it to the end.
Yes, I'm quite pleased with ourselves. Around 6 o'clock this evening, I was dreading the show. But, yeah, glad we came in. The show was made anyway, so...
We just had to show up.
Yes, and I think we've just about managed that.
We have a bare pass, I'd say.
Yes. Okay, so rattle through what we've just heard on there. Start off with one of your picks.
Yes, Hermanos Gutierrez, the brothers Gutierrez, out of, I think originally from Ecuador, seem to be based in America now. That track was called El Bueno y El Malo. That is the same title track from the album. From 2022, translates as The Good and the Bad. Even I know that in Spanish.
Nice.
So yeah, those brothers. It's, that album is produced by a man from the Black Keys, Dan Auerbach, is it?
Oh, yeah,
I'm not sure how to say that. At his studio in Nashville, and apparently that track was recorded 20 minutes after they'd arrived. So they turned up. He secretly hit record, and as they just started working out stuff.
Yeah.
And that was the first song they got. Done, yeah. After that,
we had Bill and Gene Bradway with A Perfect Day. Some instrumental, I don't know, exotica maybe you'd call it. It's from the Numero Group compilation Technicolor Paradise, Rum Rhapsodies, and Other Exotic Delights.
Oh, yeah.
One of the Exotic Delights is on the cover. So we always post up track listings on Blue Sky.
Sensitive.
And it, yeah, it flagged it as adult content because there is a lady laying across some drums.
Oh, is it in the that that Discogs list you sent me?
Yes, it might be. Yeah, naked, albums with naked people on. It's pretty funny, that list. Some of them, you start
some
scrolling,
of them extremely explicit.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, you know, there's a silhouette, and then I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm not supposed to be looking at this at work. It's like, that's pretty X-rated. This probably needs an age verification thing on it. Like,
it probably should, yes.
Yeah, so pop that one in there as well. Then you said a relatively new,
yeah, surprisingly. I mean, it's Neil Young. It sounds old to me, but yeah, it's from 2010. That one, Love and War. An album produced, Lenoise, produced by Daniel Lanois, who we mentioned actually last time out.
Yes.
When we were talking about Time Out of Mind, the Dylan album. But yeah, just mentioning to you, it's funny how he's, some people's voices, like Neil Young's, still sounded, you know, like it did.
Yes.
And then compare and contrast to Dylan's voice now.
I mean, what is even going on with his voice?
Yeah, so. It's a surprisingly new album.
After that, we had Dental, the track. Oh, I've lost it.
On Your Shore. I've got a list in here.
Oh, perfect. That's from his tape, Enya Mixes, which was floating around blogs and other such places in 2010. So I guess predating that kind of sound, or starting that kind of sound. And yeah, it's. If you like Enya, but you like, I need it toned down a bit and made a bit more ambient, then that's the album for you. Still available on a cassette, which is probably the most awkward way to consume your music.
Nonsense.
It's
funny.
Yeah. But that's available on the Bandcamp page. And I thought it went quite well with the one that you picked afterwards.
It did, yeah. So after that, we went into Sega Bodega, Irish Chilean producer. That track's Pipe, featuring Vashti Bunyan, who we featured on the Salute to the Sisterhood.
Yes, a few weeks back.
Yeah, that album, it's got a ridiculous title. Oh yeah, I Created the Universe So That Life Could Create a Language So Complex Just to Say How Much I Love You.
I mean, that is preposterous for an album title.
Yeah, that one from 2025, so there was some fairly new music in the show.
Well, we're actually going to finish with a new one. It came out last week. It is the album closer from Special Friend, their track OOO, I guess, or maybe Ooh. Yeah, from the album Clipping that came out, yeah, last week. I'll be back next week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see you in a bit, folks.